freedom of religion, and religion has been used to justify all kinds of discrimination throughout history, whether it be slavery, whether it be the Holocaust, whether it be, I mean, we can list hundreds of situations where freedom of religion has been used to justify discrimination. And to me, it is one of the most despicable pieces of rhetoric that people can use, to use their religion to hurt others.
With those words, Diane Rice, a member of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, laid out the assault on your religious freedom. If you seek to practice your own faith and hold true to your own personal values and convictions, there are some who would say you're no better than a slave owner or a Nazi. Whether you want to believe it or not, this is where we are in America. Across our nation, good people are under assault, not for hurting anyone, but simply for exercising their own right to act according to their deeply held beliefs. And if it can happen to them, it can happen to any of us. Alliance Defending Freedom stands as a defender of those beliefs. Through our team of talented and committed attorneys, we serve as a champion for those whose rights to act according to their convictions are under attack. In the coming moments, you're going to hear directly from those who have suffered serious legal and financial challenges for simply living by their convictions. Like the bakery owner in Colorado who simply didn't want to participate in a gay wedding. Or the nurse in New York who was forced, under threat of her career, to perform an abortion that still haunts her to this day. And through your donation to our Freedom Fund, you'll hear how you could take a stand and join with Alliance Defending Freedom on the front lines of defending and protecting our religious freedom. And if we don't fight for our religious freedom, who will? Hi, I'm Dave Kirby, your host for these critical few minutes, and I say critical with good reason. Our religious freedoms are under attack, folks. And I can't personally imagine anything more worthy of our time, attention, and our finances than protecting our constitutional, God-given rights to live our lives according to our conscience. That's why I'm personally so grateful for the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're out on the front lines every day leading the charge, defending our rights to live our lives according to our conscience. And I'm asking you to be involved in supporting this great organization. Now, coming up in the next few minutes, I'm going to be sharing with you a case that Alliance Defending Freedom is working on right now. But I want to give you a phone number. Maybe you'd like to go ahead and get involved right now. Maybe you understand the critical nature of defending our freedom. I'm asking you to donate a gift of $75 or more to the Freedom Fund. That will ensure that Alliance Defending Freedom has all the necessary resources to be able to take on the lengthy court battles. Also, we have a generous matching grant right now supplied by a Christian family, which is going to double dollar for dollar any donations you make to Alliance Defending Freedom up to $1.7 million. What a huge opportunity in front of us right now. So make your best gift right now. We're asking you to consider a gift of $75. That will, of course, be matched and doubled to $150 thanks to this matching challenge. Maybe you'd like to do more. Maybe you'd like to give $100 or $500 or $1,000. Whatever you give is going to be matched, and it's going to help us stand up for those freedoms, guaranteed not only by our Constitution, but ultimately by God himself. Here's the number. It's toll-free. It's 855-9-ADF-NOW. That's 855-923-3669. 855-923-3669. 3669, or you can give online right now safely and securely at yourfreedomfund.org. For more than four decades, Arlene's Flowers has been a mainstay in the community of Richland, Washington. Owner Baronelle Stutzman considers her arrangements deeply personal. She pours all of her creativity and passion into making an event like a wedding or funeral something special. Everyone who comes in contact with Baronelle knows she's a loving, caring person who sees her business as an opportunity not just to make money, but to share Christ's love with those she serves. But when a longtime customer asked Baronelle to arrange flowers for his upcoming same-sex wedding, she found herself in the difficult position of either serving a 10-year customer and friend or acting consistently with her deeply held beliefs about marriage. Baronelle joins me now here in the studio. Baronelle, tell us what happened that day.
when Rob came in to talk about his wedding, and before we could get too far, I just laid my hands on his and told him that I couldn't do his wedding because of my relationship with Jesus Christ. And he said he understood. And we talked about his mom walking him down the aisle. We talked about how we got engaged. He asked me if I would recommend any other florist, which I did. I recommended three. And I just, as much as I love Rob, I couldn't create a special design for him for his wedding because I believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. And to do that, I would be dishonoring Christ. And then Rob and I hugged and he left.
Now, just to be clear, you didn't turn away service from Rob because he's gay, right?
I've waited on Rob for over 10 years. It didn't matter to me that he was gay. If Rob walked in my shop tomorrow, I would hug him, catch up on his life, and wait on him for another 10 years. It didn't matter that Rob was gay, and because of Christ, Rob is loved.
Kristen Wagoner is the Alliance Defending Freedom attorney that's working on Baronell's case. Kristen, what happened next after that day that Rob came in to see Baronell?
Well, when he left, Baronell thought that they left as friends and that she would continue to be able to serve him. But about a week later, she heard a knock on her door and received a certified letter from the Attorney General of the state of Washington. That letter told her she either needed to design flowers for same-sex weddings or face a lawsuit brought by the state's highest legal officer. And that is in spite of the fact that Rob never filed a complaint. He had not filed a complaint with the Attorney General at that time. The Attorney General decided to take this action all on his own. Baronell, I think, prayed about that, talked with Daryl about it, and decided that her faith was too important to compromise and that she wouldn't be able to do same-sex weddings. And the Attorney General did end up suing her. Later, Rob was contacted by the ACLU. The ACLU then filed a suit on behalf of Rob and his partner. And what's so concerning about the way they did this was the vengefulness of it. They didn't just sue Baronell's business, Arlene's Flowers, which she's owned for decades, but they sued her personally, meaning that they're going after everything she has because she declined to do one event, even though she had served Rob for over a decade.
As you could see, this is more than just a disagreement. This is a direct attack on Baronell's constitutional right to operate her business based on her moral principles. The Washington Attorney General and the ACLU are united and committed to making Baronell not only change the way she operates her business, but they want to make her personally pay by literally losing everything she's worked for all these years. Baronell, tell me, when did the Alliance Defending Freedom become involved in this situation, and what has it meant to you to have their guidance beside you during this terrible time?
When this all started, we didn't even know what Alliance Defending Freedom was or who they were. And we had a customer that came in and recommended that we call them. And without Alliance Defending Freedom, we would be dead in the water. We had no clue what to do, where to go. We felt we did absolutely nothing wrong. So when they agreed to take our case pro bono, it was a miracle in itself, but they aren't only a legal representative, they're our family. They prayed with us. They said was that they're concerned with us. And it means a tremendous amount to have them beside us because we couldn't do this by ourselves.
Alliance Defending Freedom is committed to making sure Baronell Stutzman doesn't walk through this alone. And we're committed to making sure anyone else who finds themselves in trouble simply for acting according to their conscience doesn't walk through it alone as well. We are passionate about defending the God-given constitutional freedom to act according to your conscience. And when government looks to trample on that freedom, Alliance Defending Freedom stands as a protector and defender against the loss of our individual liberties. But we can't do this alone. It's expensive to fight these battles in court. And the only way we can defend the rights of Baronell Stutzman and others like her is with the support of people just like you. I'm going to give you a number to call in a minute. But first, Baronell, what would you say to someone who's thinking about offering their financial support to stand with Alliance Defending Freedom in this fight?
We've discovered that Alliance Defending Freedom is a God-based organization. And when you go in and talk to those people, it's not just their job. It's their commitment to Christ. And because they do this pro bono, any donations or contributions would be greatly appreciated, I know. And they aren't just an organization. They turned into be our family. They pray with us, and they're concerned about us, and they protect us. And it's from the heart. It's not from anything else. God has given them a great mission, and they are willing to share that with us.
The freedoms we enjoy here in America have never been free. They have always been protected by courageous men and women like Baronelle Stutzman, who dare to stand up for what they believe in. And they've always been defended by courageous and committed people like the staff and attorneys at Alliance Defending Freedom. We're here to stand on the front lines defending your constitutional liberties. But we can't do it alone. I promised I'd give you a number a moment ago, and here it is. It's 855-9-ADF-NOW. That's 855-923-3669. We're asking you to consider a gift of $75 to help Alliance Defending Freedom fight these expensive court battles. And if you can do more, please do so. Maybe you could give $500 or $1,000. Or maybe there's someone listening right now that would commit $7,500 to the work of Alliance Defending Freedom. Keep in mind, we have a friend of the ministry who is doubling your gift right now till the end of this program for a limited amount of time. They're willing to match and double your gift. So now your $75 becomes $150 of support to Alliance Defending Freedom. Your $1,000 becomes $2,000. You get the idea. This is the time to give when it's having maximum impact. So again, the phone number, call us right now. 855-9-ADF-NOW. That's 855-923-3669. Or if you want to give online safely and securely, just go to yourfreedomfund.org.
Here's Focus on the Family CEO and President Jim Daly.
Well, there's no doubt we're living in a post-Christian nation, and that poses a threat to our religious freedoms. For example, the biblical perspective on marriage, which was once widely accepted, is now seen as outdated or worse, as hateful and intolerant. But Alan Sears and his team at Alliance Defending Freedom are providing a great service, not only to Christians, but to everyone who cares about our First Amendment rights. I have every confidence that ADF will continue to serve as a voice for believers in our nation's courtrooms. We can't afford not to get involved in this effort. We need to be engaged, and we need to bring energy to this debate to protect religious freedom in our homes, our churches, and in our communities.
Don't sit on the sidelines while our religious freedoms are under attack. Join with Alliance Defending Freedom to defend our constitutional right to act according to our faith and conscience. Your $75 gift or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom fund these expensive court cases to stand with good Americans whose freedom of religion is being threatened. Remember, if it can happen to them, it can happen to any of us. And if you give right now, your donation is doubled, dollar for dollar, by a generous friend of Alliance Defending Freedom. But the matching funds are limited, so call now. 855-9-ADF-NOW. That's 855-923-3669, or give safely and securely online at yourfreedomfund.org.
Welcome back to this look at the ongoing crisis of religious freedom in our country. I'm Dave Kirby, encouraging you to take part in supporting this wonderful organization, the Alliance Defending Freedom, an organization that is out on the front lines every day in the courtrooms, defending your right to live by your faith and by your conscience. I want to introduce you to a special man. His name is Alan Sears, and he is the founder of the Alliance Defending Freedom. Alan is joining us via Skype. Alan, it's good to have you here. Can you take us back to the beginning? Where did Alliance Defending Freedom start, and why does it exist?
Well, back in 1993, there was such a concern about the crisis for religious freedom in this country that actually the United States Congress passed something called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act by a unanimous vote in the House and by a vote of 97-3 in the U.S. Senate. Now, think about it. When has any major legislation on any topic besides maybe National Tulip Week passed 97-3 and unanimously? It was signed by Bill Clinton. Al Gore gave a strong speech endorsing the law. There were a number of ministry leaders that were very involved in supporting and pushing for the passage of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Among those 35 people that came together to urge the formation of Alliance Defending Freedom. First thing, what they wanted to do was not just a concern of a few religious people. It was a concern so broad that the entire U.S. Congress and the White House recognized and had responded in part to it. But what the legislation could not do was get engaged in long-term transformation and in litigation. All they could do is give a framework for defending religious faith in the legislation. And so 35 ministry leaders came together. They did a study. They said, what have all of those who've tried to engage in what we might call Christian or religious civil liberties defense work, what have they done in the past? What have they done well? And what have they failed to do? And the answer to that question was to form a unique new type of organization, a ministry that became called the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Tell me, what's the heart behind Alliance Defending Freedom?
The heart behind Alliance Defending Freedom is, first and foremost, to keep the door open for the gospel. Under that umbrella, of course, we talk about religious freedom, we talk about the sanctity of life, and we talk about family. And religious liberty and the right of conscience are the core freedoms that this nation was founded on. They were the driving force behind the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, and the first clause of that First Amendment had to deal with religious freedom.
Dr. Bill Bright, who along with Dr. James Dobson, Dr. D. James Kennedy, and others founded Alliance Defending Freedom, once told a story about a little boy who was lost in a wheat field. The townspeople were frantically searching for the boy, but they couldn't find him. Finally, one of the searchers suggested that they all hold hands and walk across the field together. You've probably seen that in TV or the movies. They found the boy, but sadly, it was not in time to save his life. One of the searchers said, "If we had only linked arms sooner." Dr. Bright compared that town story to the Christian community. Our religious freedoms are under attack. And if we don't link arms, if we don't unite in order to defend our religious freedom, it might be too late. In just a moment, I'm going to give you another example of a case Alliance Defending Freedom is working on right now. First, let me give you that phone number again where you can respond with your gift. We're asking you to consider at least a gift of $75. If you'd like to do more than that, say $150 or $500 or $1,000, and I believe there's one person listening right now that could do a gift of $7,500. No matter what you give, it's all having double impact because a wonderful Christian family is doubling your gift. They are matching you dollar for dollar if you'll call or go online before the end of this program. So again, let me give you the number. Act quickly. It's 855-923-3669. That's 855-923-3669. Or you can give safely and securely right now online at yourfreedomfund.org. Right now, I'd like to head out to our phone center. Stephanie Bakke is there, and she's ready to give us an update on what's happening right now.
Thanks, Dave. I am so excited to see how people are joining together right now with Alliance Defending Freedom. I mean, obviously, many of you understand the attack that's happening right now on our religious freedom. And you just want to make sure we're here to stand up for those fragile and important rights of faith and conscience. I have Steve Garofalo on the phone right now. He's somebody who has invested in Alliance Defending Freedom as a ministry friend. Steve, why do you and your wife support Alliance Defending Freedom?
We have invested in Alliance Defending Freedom because, well, first of all, they're a good steward with what they have. I mean, there's no debt. Secondly, I think Alliance Defending Freedom is essential to every single ministry and every single church out there. In other words, without the Alliance Defending Freedom, there is no church as we know it today. There is no parachurch. There's no freedom to share your faith. There's no Christian places, you know, in terms of adoption agencies, or there's no Christian ministries feeding the poor. All that is going to be made illegal. They may still be feeding the poor, but they're going to be doing so without the name of Jesus.
So, Steve, if you could talk to those who are listening right now, say somebody who's maybe even on the fence about giving to Alliance Defending Freedom, what would you say to that person?
Yeah, I would say this. You know, for me, when I first heard what ADF is doing, I mean, I couldn't become a supporter fast enough. I would say this. If you're a person who's a believer, you should have an extreme interest in what Alliance Defending Freedom is doing. If you have children and you're a believer, you should notch that up a bit. God has called us to be salt and light, and we can't do that without the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm serious when I say that without the Alliance Defending Freedom, we just don't have any other ministries doing the work of the church, and we can't either with freedom. At the bottom line is that we can't keep what we're trying to hang on to, and if we think that not supporting the Alliance Defending Freedom is an option, we're going to lose everything.
Right now, if you can join Steve and others and get involved with a single gift of $75 or more, your investment in Alliance Defending Freedom is going to be instantly doubled by a friend of the ministry who just wants to inspire you to do your best gift right now. So your $75 would become $150, your $500 becomes $1,000, and then of course your $1,000 gift would become $2,000. These matching funds, they're available right now, but they're available only for a limited time, and there are only a few minutes left. So please call right now, 855-9-ADF-NOW. That's 855-923-3669. Or you can give online at yourfreedomfund.org. Back to you in the studio, Dave.
Thanks, Steph. Let me give you that number once again. It's 855-9-ADF-NOW. That's 855-923-3669. You can also head over to yourfreedomfund.org. And remember, everything you give right now is being matched and doubled by a generous friend of the ministry. Your $75 gift becomes $150 right now. If you wanted to give $500, it would become $1,000, $1,000's $2,000 right now. Everything being matched. So take advantage of it. Only minutes to go in this special opportunity. Again, it's 855-923-3669. Let me tell you about Sue Thayer. In 1991, she took a job at her local Iowa Planned Parenthood clinic. After a few months, she was promoted office manager. Sue went to work for Planned Parenthood because she wanted to serve women and because her facility didn't offer abortion services. But as the years passed, Sue began to see the truth of Planned Parenthood's motivation. Profits, not patients. She found out that Planned Parenthood does whatever it can to cut costs and raise revenue. The situation came to a head when Sue found out Planned Parenthood was planning to begin what they called webcam abortions. Sue is with me on the phone right now. Sue, can you explain what that means?
Well, it's done by a Skype-like connection with a doctor in one central location that can actually service facilities all across the state or beyond, just by a teleconnection. The doctor would see the patient via this webcam connection, and then she can push a button on her computer screen that opens the drawer in the remote center, and that is where the pills are that start the chemical or medication abortion. And as if that isn't all bad enough, they were going to have non-medical people like me, the center manager and clinic assistants, training for a couple days to do transvaginal ultrasounds. And then those images would be scanned to the doctor in you know, the central location. So it was just a recipe for disaster and really crossed a line even for Planned Parenthood.
So when you saw them roll out this plan, that was pretty much the last straw for you?
Correct. It was truly the bottom line. Being the first in the nation to do, you know, this thing called webcam abortion was huge for them. They had a plan to market the protocol for that to every family planning clinic in the country, effectively making an abortion center on every corner.
Talk to me about the struggle you went through. It must be tough for you, trying to hold true to your beliefs, but at the same time realizing that you're going up against this very powerful organization, Planned Parenthood.
It's a hard spot to be in, and, you know, of course, I think people, pro-life people, tend to think of those that work in abortion facilities or Planned Parenthood clinics as the bad guy, and, you know, I was there. I understand that thinking of, you know, I'm doing the right thing, and Planned Parenthood has a way of training their staff to feel like what they do is noble and honorable. So when I finally got to the point where, you know, the wool came down from my eyes, I guess, so to speak, it was a scary position to be in, but I made the commitment really to try to do the right thing no matter what. And, you know, it doesn't come without a cost, but it's still the right thing at the end of the day. And I did so many bad things in those years that I worked at Planned Parenthood. It's really a treat now for me to to work with ADF and have the opportunity to tell the truth, and I work with a pro-life pregnancy center now, and I get to go into schools and speak the real truth instead of being a sexuality educator for Planned Parenthood and trying to get clients in the door. So it's really been a full circle, and, you know, God is good, and I just can't thank ADF enough for, you know, just their support and all that they've stood with me as we've gone through it together.
Kevin Terrio is the Alliance Defending Freedom attorney who's working with Sue on this case. He joins me now via Skype. Kevin, where does it all stand in the courts?
Planned Parenthood, as usual, filed a motion to dismiss. They don't want anything to do with this case going forward and being heard on the merits. The trial court granted that motion. We had to go up to the Court of Appeals to get it reversed, and now we're back down to the trial court, and the Planned Parenthood has filed another motion to dismiss, not surprisingly. So that case is pending right now. That motion is pending now, and we hope to survive that and go forward with demonstrating the kind of double dipping and fraud that Planned Parenthood is perpetrating against the American taxpayer.
You know, thanks to Sue's bravery and courage, we now have information on the inner workings of Planned Parenthood and what their plans are for the future of this nation. And remember, these things don't happen in a bubble. Unless good people like Sue and you and me stand up and let our voice be heard, decisions like this could affect not just our lives, but the lives of future generations, our kids and our grandkids as well. I'm going to tell you how you could take part here in just a moment. But first, Sue, what would you say to someone who's thinking about becoming a ministry friend here to the Alliance Defending Freedom? And maybe they're on the line about getting involved today.
Well, I would say it's the best place you can put your money. I'm a single mom with five kids, but I just made an online donation to ADF because they are what stand between America and completely falling off the cliff. You know, they stand for marriage and for life, and I've met many of the different staff members, and they are all just incredible people who, you know, love the Lord and care about what's good and what's right.
Sue Thayer took her stand for what's good and for what's right, and now it's our turn, you and me. Through Alliance Defending Freedom, you can have your voice heard on these issues. It may not feel like you're making that much of a difference, but believe me, you are. Without these resources to fight these critical legal battles, it's going to be more difficult for us to defend anyone and keep the door open for the gospel. We're asking you to consider a gift of $75 to Alliance Defending Freedom's Freedom Fund. That provides the necessary resources for us to continue fighting these expensive legal battles. Maybe you'd like to do more, maybe $150, maybe $500, maybe $1,000 to help Alliance Defending Freedom stand up and protect our freedom of religion. And if you give right now, thanks to a generous Christian family, they're going to double your gift dollar for dollar up to $1.7 million. But this opportunity to double your impact is only good till the end of this program. Just minutes remaining. Take action right now, would you? The number to call is 855-9-ADF-NOW. That's 855-923-3669. 855-923-3669. You can also go online to yourfreedomfund.org. Remember, your gift right now will be doubled, and your support is crucial to the cause of religious freedom in this nation. Again, the number 855-923-3669 or online at yourfreedomfund.org.